You've landed at the 13 Moons Women's Temple podcast with your hosts, Sam and Leela.
Because right. Yes, that's right. Mercury's direct and things just work. Okay, Sam, would you like to announce what it is that we're launching today?
Yes. So today is the first day of our new venture, which is going to be the Moon Diaries. Great. And so basically our plan is, and once we announce it, we have to stick to it, which is always good. So that's why accountability, telling everyone what we're doing, is to come live every Monday, which is great because we have office hours on Monday morning, and to share with you the Moon Diaries for the week to come. And by that, we will be sharing some astrology, but ultimately we're going to be sharing what is happening in terms of the moon, how we're moving through the week, where the moon is at each week, and then any of the bigger astrological events we'll share. But ultimately it's going to be all things to do with the moon on both a sort of big moon in the sky way and then a little moon in our body way too. So yeah, and that will be called the Moon Diaries.
Moon Diaries, so exciting.
Yay. Nice. Hello.
And I love it. All right, well, let's do it.
So we hit off with this week. So the reason that it's so awesome that we're launching this today is because today is June the 6th. So it is the 6th of the 6th, 2022, which adds up to 6. So we are on a 666 day. Ultimately, that adds up to a 9. Let's not get lost there yet. But in terms of wanting to really put something out into the world that we feel can help women, who I ultimately, and I know you do too, Leela, feel that ultimately women are the ones that are going to or have the biggest capacity to make a change on this planet right now. We launching this today on a day that is so strongly around the means that we have an opportunity to really start to make a difference in how we are holding frequency within ourselves and within our families and within our jobs and within everything that we're doing. And so it's an awesome day for that. And when we're talking about the six, yes, we do have these two, and I'm very much feeling like we need to change this this concept, which we, you know, I've given for quite a long time, but I feel like it's important now that we stop doing this, saying women have one that goes ear to ear and one that goes here, but the men only have one ear to ear. I don't think that's the case. I think men too have a heart arc line. I think that's becoming more and more apparent as we, as women step more into our actual full capacity as women. And so if we can address that, this heart arc line is our most powerful center, is the most powerful way which we can make a difference in our world and in our homes. I mean, in our homes and then from there in the world. And so, yes, from the heart arc line, we are going to project things out into the universal chitter, and we are going to be able to receive downloads from that universal chitter and actually, you know, work with our intuition and all that goes on between ear to ear. But mostly the key to healing our world will be through the heart arc line and the frequency that we wish to hold at this heart arc line. So today is strong heart arc line day.
Yes. Yes. Amazing. Beautiful. Because we collectively all beings on the planet, when we are living from the truth of the heart space, the projection from that heart space should be the undertone to life. And if we can just start to really remind the collective to move out of the radical thought processes and to come back to that sense of that knowing here in the heart space, then the projection of the mind, the clarity that comes from that will start to happen more naturally and more organically. That's in harmony with the ecosystem that we need to be living our lives from. So, excellent.
I think harmony is such a great word. I think it's that's the key to one of the reasons why we want to do the Moon Diaries as well, is because ultimately we believe that if, as women, we are living in harmony with nature, with the universe, with ourselves and the moon, then everything starts to fall in place. And most of the time, when we are not in harmony, that's when things go astray. And that's what we see in the world. When we're not in harmony, everything starts to go, fall out of place. And this sense of harmony is such a beautiful word, mainly because it's so, well, for me, I just immediately start thinking of people being able to sing in harmony with each other and bring their voices in a way and a frequency that actually isn't the same, but it creates that melody, it creates that capacity for us to together make a beautiful song, which when you think about singing and anything to do with that connects us to the vagus nerve, and the vagus nerve is ultimately what is, you know, really helping us to feel that connection at our heart. The vagus nerve and the heart and the thymus are all so deeply intrinsically connected that it's that harmony. If you're in harmony, the vagus nerve is firing and everyone is good. And so it's in the contraction that everything becomes so challenging. And so
okay, all right.
Yeah.
So the major themes for this week are, the big one is that we are currently in the solar sign of Gemini and we'll be here for another couple of weeks. I guess the hot shot of that's kind of like taking the spotlight right now is Mercury. Mercury has just gone direct. So we're no longer in Mercury retrograde. This has just happened in the last couple of days. And typically this means that we've transitioned out of that internalized, imaginary, dreamy, creative state. And we're now going, we're moving back into that, let's take action. Many people will breathe a sigh of relief. It means we can get back to planning and organizing and contracts and agreements, and that perhaps your technology will start to work seamlessly again. The big major theme is that Saturn has gone retrograde in Aquarius, and it will stay retrograding in Aquarius until the 23rd of October. And we're going to go into this in more detail in a second. And then the other major aspect of this week is that we are currently sitting in this beautiful 666 portal. So for the whole of this month, we're in a 666 month. The 6th of June is the 6th month in a 6 year. And today we're in this really wonderful opportunity to make the most of the energy of what this year is about. So those are the undertone for the week, but let's go into our Monday to Sunday. What have we got coming up this week?
Well, today, Monday, we started the day with a Leo moon. Oh, you might want to talk about that. Well, one of the things we will just quickly touch on, because then you can tell your lovely story, we are really, really rather taken with the idea that we get to get every month, we get a moon birthday. Yay. And you can obviously find out what your moon birthday is according to your moon sign. So fortunately for us, every month the moon goes into your moon sign at some point during that month, monthly cycle. The moon changes. It changes signs about every 2.5 days. It really does vary, so you have to check it. But it means that for 2.5 days-ish a month, you get to have a moon birthday, which means that you're kind of all that stuff that gives you the goodness of your moon sign energy is vibrant for you for those 2 days. And Leela has a really good story about this because she was on a moon birthday this weekend.
Yes, and I didn't realize, even though we sort of we started talking about this concept last week, I sort of put it out of my mind, and then this morning I realized, oh wow, Saturday and Sunday and this morning is my moon birthday, and my moon is in Leo. And Leo is, Leo is the lion, it's the king of the jungle. But if you think about the way the lion was represented in The Wizard of Oz, very, very good. It's that, you know, we're very proud creatures, but we only like to be in the spotlight when we're on. But if we're in the spotlight and things aren't going so well for us, we get this really damaged kind of bruised ego, and we don't like to be seen. And so
good. So I was at my friend's place, and they had a piano there, and they asked me to play for them, and I haven't played publicly for anyone for a long time, and I was like, you know what, I'd love to. So I got up and I played a song that I had written, and it was just a really beautiful moment for me to sort of be seen in that ability, and and we just had such a, you know, it was just a really beautiful time where we were all just enjoying the music and I was in the spotlight, and it really appeased my Leo moon. And it was really cool to sort of recognize today that actually occurred on my moon return. So yeah, so what one of the things that we really want you to think about and to go and explore is, where is your moon in your chart? Where was the moon the day you were born, and when does that come up for you this month, and what could you do to celebrate that time?
Yeah, that's great. And so so we were still in that Leo moon this morning, but at around 9 o'clock we went void of course. So basically we're currently in a void of course with the moon. That basically means that we're in the pause before the moon changes sign. And this is a great time. And we've actually got from 9 o'clock this morning until 4 o'clock this afternoon where we're in this void of course, which is always a good day to tick things off that you just want to get done, but you can be distracted in doing. So it basically means that we can achieve things quite well because we're not as distracted, because there's not the other influences of a moon around us. It can mean that you, for example, if like Leela, you just had a moon birthday, you could be feeling full of energy, or maybe you feel like a little bit like, oh, something's just left, and you could feel a bit tired. So this might be a good day to rest. Today, and interestingly, because it is quite important to remember this, when the moon is void, of course, it's not a great day to do manifestation. So because there's nothing to really take it. So it's a good day to plan, to journal, to think, and to tick things off. But yeah, not to actually start something. This is not a good launch day. We're launching. but it is a 666 day. So that's a there we go. It doesn't matter. Our idea was before, but ultimately not a great launch day, not a great day to sort of pitch something, but it's a great day to do stuff. So that's today. And today we then move into Virgo. So this evening around 4 o'clock sometime, we move into Virgo. It's my birthday. That is great because we are currently in a waxing moon. And we have Virgo energy for the rest of this evening after 4 o'clock, tomorrow, Tuesday. And Tuesday is the day I never remember. What day is Tuesday?
Mars
Day, that's right. So on a Mars day, it's a great day to do work, great day to get things done, great day to action, and we've got Virgo. So that's brilliant because that's a real, you know, clean out the sock drawer, do the things that, and you know, require attention and that attention to detail and get those things done that we want to get done for our new moon intentions that we haven't really been able to action too much because of being retrograde. So we've got that energy for Tuesday and then for Wednesday as well during Wednesday, which is a Mercury day. So that's good because we'll be able to work on anything. Good day for communicating that stuff that you need to communicate and really communicating details. So if you've got to actually work on fine print, contracts, those types of things that you've been waiting, holding off because Mercury's been retrograde, Wednesday is a great moon to be doing that in. So that's Tuesday, Wednesday. And then we float into
Thursday. Thursday is when it gets real. It's really cool.
Yeah. So Thursday is the 11th day of the moon, which is fantastic because it means we can actually start working on those new moon intentions, maybe actually really setting our intentions. Some of us will have just dreamed during the new moon and didn't really set anything hard and fast. And so now you might be going, I do actually need to get some stuff done before the full moon next week. And the 11th day of the moon is Thursday. Thursday's a Jupiter day, so day of expansion. And we're in Libra. So that means we can bring about balance. It's particularly a good day for relationships. So expanding relationships would be really good. Do you want to say anything else about the 11th day of the moon?
Yeah, so the 11th day of the moon is where the moon has an equinox. And an equinox is where we are in a specific energy. It's quite a universal energy, and an equinox is a portal of opportunity. Now, every moon cycle, we have these moon equinoxes. The 11th day of the moon is a key one. It's a day where you can, you should eat light. You should fast if you can, drink water, or have quite an alkaline diet. It's where your glandular system, because we're influenced by the moon, the water in our bodies behaves a little bit differently. And so you really want to have as clean a day, you know, for your body as you can, because the opportunity for you to expand through your electromagnetic field, to expand through the heart space, comes quite easily and naturally. It's like a supercharged day for manifesting. So if you were unable to, if you just weren't in a manifesting space over the new moon, this is a really wonderful time for you to either consciously direct your thoughts for what it is that you would like to achieve this month, or you would like to see happen this month. Or perhaps it's a day where you might find meditating or being in quiet contemplation for the downloads to come from your higher self is also available to you. So where you need to maybe stop trying to be the director of your life and start letting some of this intuition speak through you for what it is that you may want to start to think about how the rest of your moon cycle could go. And what's really beautiful about the way this occurs this week is the 11th day of the moon falling on Thursday, which is the day that's governed by Jupiter. Jupiter is that expansive planet. So we're in a very expansive energy. So it is quite a powerful day for those things that you do want to manifest, to really get some big energy to them.
Yeah. So it should be, you know, a very, very easy to work with that energy on Thursday. It should come very naturally. And I think that's the key, is to really trust when you get to the 11th day of the moon, what feels easeful. What would I easily be able to manifest or bring into fruition? It's not a day, it's a kind of day not to be thinking, right, I want to pull some really hard stuff out, but look at the easy stuff, because the easy stuff will be obvious. And I think especially on this Thursday, when we've got this Libra energy, there'll be an opportunity to just see what's in balance, and for you to be able to drop into that state of understanding where you can find more balance, particularly in relationships. So if you want to manifest anything with your relationships, I would say Thursday is a great day for that. Yeah, if you're looking for new love or rekindling some love, then Thursday would be a good day to bring that about, actually. I would think. But probably not as good a day as Friday, which is a Venus day. And then we have Venus and Libra. So that's also a wonderful day for love. And in my notes, I think I put down, what a great day for a date night. So Friday is date night day, because it's a Venus day, Friday, so goddess of love and all things harmony and really all things, you know, beautiful and wonderful in terms of our loving relationships. And then we've got Libra, who brings about balance within those relationships. So
yeah, and on that note, you know, if you don't have someone to date, date yourself. And what's so magic about this being in Libra, where it's about balance, and again finding harmony in the balance, is take yourself out for a date. Take your planner, take your monthly to-do list or your weekly chores list or your shopping list or your business plan, your laptop, your diary, put on some lipstick, put on a nice dress, go to a cafe and take yourself out for lunch or for breakfast. And, you know, in the business trainings that we do, we say date your business, take your business out for a date, have a glass of champagne, celebrate something, you know, take your home planner out, have a cup of tea, have a glass of champagne, whatever feels nice for you to feel like you're celebrating the beauty of your life. You can do that. And the magic of having, you know, Libra on your side in this day is that you will feel that wonderful goodness of being able to treat yourself and recognize the beauty of your life whilst also, you know, being productive.
Nice day. Yeah, really nice. I think it's important. Yeah, that lovely concept of the we and the I, is quite important to notice with Libra. The balance within ourselves will mirror the balance that we're experiencing in our relationships. So yeah, however that works for you would be lovely. And I think as well, don't forget, if you are a mum and you've got kids, then Friday would be a lovely day to do something special with your children. It would be a really nice day at the end of the school week to do something with them. So you'd probably be able to have a real harmony family moment on Friday, which I know some of us, I mean, I always really strive, in a kind of mean that as well, like I have strived to have harmony moments in the family where you go out and you have a meal together and it's joyful. So, and that can be challenging. Sometimes it doesn't work quite like that for us mums. So I could have a win for a family meal. And that's a nice thing to actually be able to achieve. So plan a good family meal. That would be the other thing to do. And then Saturday and Sunday, we actually go into Scorpio. So from this sort of, I mean, it's lovely. We're going to just sort of go straight down to the crude stuff. It's like, we go from this idea of sort of love and, you know, let's all get together and have a very romantic evening to let's have a weekend of, you know, intense sex.
And debauchery.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so it's kind of that energy is there for the weekend. And there is some other aspect on the weekend that could bring about even more of that shadow and that intensity. But yeah, it's cool to have a weekend where we have that Scorpio, where we have that opportunity to, yeah, maybe do some things that are a bit more risky or venture in areas we wouldn't normally venture into.
Yeah, and what's kind of giving more steam to that situation is Venus is conjunct Uranus, and with that is bringing this unpredictability and this to really embrace the unknown. So with these planets in this relationship, as well as the moon being in Scorpio, there may be some you know, some things you'll find you're attracted to that come out of the blue. And so this is where, you know, if you have someone you can explore, you know, those deeper shadow you know, exciting aspects. Let it come through and let it come out, because it's wanting to this weekend.
Yeah, and I think it's that, you know, it's Venus in Taurus. So Venus is in Taurus, and it's that love, that harmony. Then in its really cozy sign of Taurus, where it has stability and a groundedness. And then that conjunction with Uranus is really where we could just sort of, it kind of gets flipped on its head. So that's where I think that Scorpio energy might come in. So there you are, having your wonderful family meal on the Friday evening. And then Saturday morning, it's like someone just threw a grenade in and something completely left field and unexpected might occur. So yeah, just be aware that that's the kind of thing that could occur. It's not to be scared of that. It's just to go, wow, how interesting. There is something that completely threw me off and made me just lose my balance for a moment. And what does that mean? And what is it triggering in me? Because when we have shadow aspects triggered, we can be very quick to react, to defend and to attack. So normally we have to spend more time breathing and creating space so that we can actually ask the question, why am I triggered by that? Why am I triggered by something that seems to be completely left field to me or completely scary to me, and it doesn't seem to be bothering the other people as much? Just watch that. Because it will occur differently depending on where this is occurring, where Taurus is in your own chart. So that is where, you know, going deeper into the astrology, which we're not going to do. But I think just on more of a moon level, it's, yeah, how just notice how you feel when Scorpio is in the sky like that. In the, you know, the moon is reflecting that energy of Scorpio. I think that's one of the great things you can start to do from these weekly updates, is start to notice how your emotions, because that's the moon, how your feelings are affected day to day once you start to notice or understand which sign the moon is in, because that's going to help to give you a deep sense of insight into how you can conduct yourself through a month. It's going to give you a really cool added level of superpower status.
Really. Yeah, my hot tip would be to try to find a way to orchestrate some space over the weekend. If you're in a partnership with someone, if you live with your partner, if you're married, try and create an opportunity where you have space around you, where it's not all go, go, go. We've got to do the shop. We've got to get up. We've got the sport. We've got the shopping. We've got the dinner party. We've got the thing. We've got the then Sunday morning. We've got the hangover. We've got the, it would be a great idea to find an opportunity to put some space around you, because these themes may come up, and there's nothing worse than not having some time to notice it, but then to be able to, you know, maybe do something with it where it's not all busy, 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 go, go, go.
I think as well, what's important is to know when you understand. So when you know, so for example, if your sun is in Scorpio or your rising is Scorpio, your moon is Scorpio, then it could be that you are affected more by these themes. And that's what you want to in the different moons that we talk about. But also just bear in mind, like if your husband's moon is in Scorpio, or your daughter or your son, do you see what I mean? Or, you know, your work colleague, or I don't know, the guy that you just met on Tinder is a Scorpio. Rather brilliantly to the next thing that we really want to talk about. So that's the moon diaries, really the moon concept for this week, Monday through to Sunday. And then the other thing that we did mention at the beginning, which we want to talk about a little bit, is the fact that Saturn has just gone retrograde. And Saturn has gone retrograde in Aquarius. And as Leela mentioned, this is happening until October this year. And then that's the last time for, I'm not sure how long, but quite a long time, probably our lifetime, that Saturn is going to be retrograde in Aquarius. Now, this began May 2022?
Yes.
Sorry, 2020. May 2020. No. I mean, originally, the first Saturn retrograde was in, it was in 2020. I think it could have been May. And so what I'm trying to say from here is that Saturn has been going retrograde in Aquarius during that period of time. So this being the last one that we're experiencing, the first Saturn retrograde in Aquarius occurred in 2020. That's an interesting portal for us to be able to unpack a little. One of the things that occurred to me is that you use really good words for Saturn. Just say what you thought, what you called Saturn.
Well, before when we were talking, Saturn is the ruler of discipline, but coming into
chaos.
Well, it can bring about chaos. It brings about an instability in the mass consciousness because it shakes up all of that which we know to be fixed and steady and that which we have come to depend on for hundreds of years in our collective. And with Saturn going retrograde in Aquarius, we are seeing a disruption of all that we know to be the same, to be stable, to be true, all that is fixed and regulated is very much just in this state of flux now.
And so with Saturn, we receive lessons. And so with that, I feel like there could be some pretty strong lessons that we're going to receive in terms of artificial intelligence or something to do with social media platforms. And that's because Aquarius really governs all of that. And Aquarius is that very futuristic energy, things that we perhaps, some of us would be really into it, and some of us not so into it. And that's always, yeah, I mean, that's just how it is. Some of us are more drawn to those things and some of us aren't. That'll depend on your own chart and your own interest, personality. And so some of this stuff that could be coming out in this next period, certainly I think, remember that you always get intensity at the beginning and intensity at the end. So we're right at the beginning. So it's likely that there might be some intensity around some form of lessons to do with technology or AI. And particularly when, if you remember, we were talking about it being a 666 day today, which actually makes the number 9. Now, 9 really is very Aquarius energy. 9 is, I would always say it's, in tantric numerology, it's like the aliens. These are, to all intents and purposes, definitely likely to be some form of intelligence that have come from other worlds and come to this planet to support us, to grow us, to shift us, to change us. Who knows really what they've come to do? But they are not desiring anything or knowledge from this earthly plane. They are 100% receiving knowledge from external planes. And these are things like the capacity to connect to the Akashic record, to download almost instantaneously from universal chitta and to trust it. So it will be interesting, but I just wonder in the next couple of days what we might see.
Yes, well, not just the next couple of days, but also between now and October. This is going to be a massive occasion where we're going to see those things that are futuristic in nature, that are cosmic in nature, that are not of the earth plane that you're familiar with, start to present themselves in a way that you're not expecting. Because Saturn is retrograde, this is the antithesis of that which comes with discipline and order inverted. Because it's retrograde, that which we expect to be stable is going to be unstable. So some major themes that are occurring right now on our global scale Is, I mean, the pandemic is one. The way that we are now sharing information and sharing local ideas globally, how we're influenced by an idea from another part of the country influences what occurs in your local, you know, in your local community and society. We're seeing really bizarre things like partial disclosure is happening where we're seeing, you know, politicians come forward and start to talk about in real time and in like real straight talk, they're talking about aliens and alien spacecraft as though they've always been there. You know, we're seeing this on mainstream news now where, you know, the stuff that Elon Musk is up to with Twitter and with all that Elon Musk is sort of wanting to do with energy and with artificial intelligence. These are going to be massive things that we can't quite reckon with because they're so foreign and not of our reality within which we grew up. Because most of us have, most of us that are, you that are listening to this, we came from an analog upbringing. So the concept of artificial intelligence not only comes with a healthy dose of fear, but we just, you know, it can be very hard to actually even understand the concept of what it is and where it comes from. I mean, we had a phone call. We had a, you know, the telemarketers are calling. That is now coming through as artificial intelligence, where there is a woman at the other end of the phone who sounds like she's a real person, but it's not. It is a computer-generated script. Like, it's getting, it's really here. And over, and it's in your life. It's coming down your telephone line. Like, it is actually here now, and we're going to see over these next few months it kind of come at you like it's always been here. And that you know, we just need to be really present with our feelings around that. You know, do you plaster up your windows with tin foil to keep the world out, or do we, you know, start to recognize that we are in a state of mass change and we have to actively participate in that one way or another because you're in life. You're in life in this reality.
And I think, yeah, it's interesting. I was just thinking, obviously 5G will be an interesting conversation too. That could be something else that could come up. But what occurred to me is, as you were talking then, is one of the things we want to be addressing, especially with Saturn retrograde, is our boundaries. And so it'll be around your boundary. It could be your boundaries around technology, your boundaries around how much you let stuff like this, even what we're saying now, how much do you let this affect you? How much do you let come in? And how is your filter? How is your protection, which comes back to our arc line. Our arc line is, to all intents and purposes, our immune system. So therefore, it is the foundation of our filtration, of how we allow whatever it is to get through. Is it going to attack us, or are we able to hold it exactly where we need to and deal with it separate to us, just say, no, that's not going to be affecting me and how I feel today. And that comes all the way back to this beautiful concept of working with the arc line, working with the 666. Everything can be happening on a big scale, but we always have the choice of how we're going to hold our frequency. So yes, it can be 5G, artificial intelligence, crazy alien people phoning you down your phone line, blah, 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 blah. Children doing things on computers that we have absolutely no idea about. And we have two choices. One is that we go into fear. One is that we think, I can't control this. I don't know what's happening. I am being attacked. I am scared. Or we can hold ourselves in this state of love, in a state of harmony, in a frequency of being able to really hold our boundaries strong. That yes, these things are occurring around me, but not to me. That's the answer. If we can do that and hold ourselves as women, we will hold that for everyone. If we don't go into panic, we won't be attacked, we won't be affected by it. And that, and I think the fear, you know, this fear that we have been, sort of the fear cycle that we have been on since 2020, interestingly, is what we are going to have a chance to address during the Saturn retrograde. How has this fear been affecting you? How has it affected your ability? One of the things I was saying to Lilia is I had a strong sense before we went into the pandemic of not being able to see. I couldn't see into the future. I kept saying, I just can't see this year. And I have not been able to see the coming, what's coming next. And when I say see, it's like a sense or a feeling of what's coming next, or trust that what's coming next since then. The question is, do we need to? Or have we actually evolved to be more neutral minded and able to not need to know what's coming because we don't have to react in the same way that we did before? And that's all about using this time of retrogrades, of certain periods in our life, of these still these kind of still tricky times at the, I'm calling it the end of the pandemic because it feels a bit like we're drawing to the end of something, to address the triggers that have been triggered in our body and bring ourselves back into a state of harmony.
Yeah, and I'm conscious of time, but I also just want to make this point, and then we're going to do a really beautiful meditation for the arc line in a second. But we have just entered into the age of Aquarius. We are a part of the soul group that has come to this earth plane to activate the future timelines for what the age of Aquarius is going to mean for either the rise of humanity or the fall of humanity. And this is a really important few months because we're getting a taste and a flavor of what the future over the age of Aquarius, which is going to last for about 2,500 years. We are just at the beginning of that. We are setting the tone for this great cosmic cycle. And we have to be an active participant in that. We can't just run away from 5G and hide because, you know, we've heard that it does terrible things to us. We can't just run away from anything. We have to use the tools that are available to us to strengthen the system, to heal your nervous system, to bring harmony to your life so that this heart frequency, which is the truth, the heart frequency has the capacity to be in alignment with all universal consciousness so that you know that in your lifetime, you are one way or another participating in the healing of the collective race, the species that we are, and that you're setting the foundation for the next generations to come, who will be setting the foundations for the next generations and so on. And, you know, on a time scale, 2,500 years just seems, you know, impossible to imagine. And yet that is what we are participating in 100 years that we get to be here, if we're so lucky.
Mm. Yeah. And then, you know, back to just loving your family, loving your neighbor, loving each other, not being struck down by fear every moment. Remembering that the most important thing that we'll ever have is connection to others. And one of the things that this pandemic created was a fear that we had towards each other. And it's about getting back in harmony, away from that, and remembering that relationship, which, as we know, we've got Libra appearing in the sky this week for us and bringing that energy being reflected to us. Relationships are the most important thing that we're ever going to experience in our lifetime, that relay between each other. And working out where you are relaying with fear rather than love is going to be one of the biggest healings that we can do for ourselves and each other. Remember too that this week, as you were saying with the 11th day of the moon, we are going into a full moon next week. So it is a week to be getting stuff done. I just want to just reiterate, it's a week to get stuff done. So remember that, because we only really have from Thursday, I think it's 5 days before we have a full moon. So if you want to achieve some stuff this month, and it's actually okay if you don't want to, if you're just like, I actually want to achieve not achieving, that's okay too, just own it. And I think that's a good thing too. If you want to achieve simplicity, because that will bring more harmony to your life, that's a great thing to achieve as well. It's not that, you know, I don't think we have to be busy to achieve. I think that we ultimately, most of us will be feeling that the less busy we can be, the more we are ultimately achieving in terms of our relationships and in terms of holding that frequency of love. So it's, how can you be more clever with your time? And that's why using these tools is pretty helpful, or could be helpful. So the meditation that we're going to do, which is another great tool. Sorry, I've been fidgeting a lot. We're going to do a meditation called Gyan Chakra Meditation. A lot of you will have done this with us before. Just to explain why it's so powerful, we are going to take the index finger and connect it to the thumb. The index finger is Jupiter, so remember that, expansion. The thumb is our ego. We're going to bring those two together. The other fingers are then straight. So that's our Saturn finger, that's our Sun finger, and that's our Mercury finger. And then from there, we're going to bring them so that one hand cuts across through that heart arc line, and then up and over, cutting through the head arc line. So we just keep cutting and slicing through. As we do this, we chant the mantra, Sat Nam, Sat Nam, Wahi Guru, Wahi Guru. So effectively, Sat Nam, about our truth, about our personal identity, our heart truth, and Wahi Guru. So as we cut through with the Sat Nam, we then project out to the cosmos this absolute exclamation of joy as we see ourselves moving from darkness to light. So it's cutting through that which is holding us back from experiencing light in our life, that is going to bring us into an ultimate state of love frequency and manifestation. Simply put, are you playing the music?
No, you play it through your speaker, because it will come through clearly there.
All right, we're just going to do 3 minutes of this now. I would suggest that you do it today to really use this meditation today to charge up the arc line, to work on balancing yourself and strengthening your immune system, and then repeat this again on Thursday as a manifestation meditation. You can do that for longer. If you want to use the music, we'll put a link to the music in here so that you can do it for longer. But do it on Thursday in order to bring about any manifestation of your intentions for this moon. Nice deep breath in.
Sat Nam, Sat Nam, Wahe Guru. Satnam, Satnam, Vaheguru, Vaheguru, 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 Satnam, Satnam, Vaheguru, Vaheguru.
Well done. Inhale nice and deeply. Stretch the arms. Suspend the breath. Stretch, stretch, stretch. Reach. Keep the arms there. Exhale. Inhale, stretch. Leave the arms there, exhale. Now we're going to inhale, stretch, and you're going to twist left, right, 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 reach. And then as you exhale, just bring the arms all the way down through your aura. Around either side of you. And just take a moment, just pause. Just notice how you feel. And exhale.
Satnam, thank you. Lovely. Well, everyone, have a beautiful week. Let us know your reflections, anything that may have come up that comes to light. Send us a message or drop a comment on wherever it is that you're listening to this. And Sam and I will be back here in this space. If you want to join us live, we're in the gathering on Facebook. Maybe we'll get organized to do it at the same time every Monday, but probably not. But definitely at some point on a Monday, we will be live to do this. And then it will be posted on all of our channels by the end of the day so that you can get all of your moon goss and plan out your week.
Yeah, I think it'll be fun. You know, it'll be an evolution for us of this together and watching what works and learning as we go. And it's really nice to be doing that with you guys. So learn with us, journey with us, make an opportunity, or, you know, use the opportunity to get to know yourselves, because really that's what we just get to know better and better. And in doing that, seems to fall into place. So it's really exciting to be doing something new and to be sharing this with you all.
Satnam, so much love.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you for taking the time to be with us on this podcast episode. These are sound bites and conversations about things we think are important to support the collective ascension towards more love, acceptance, hope, and harmony on the planet Earth. Together, we can continue to support each other through conversations that need to be held. If you've enjoyed this episode, please do share it with your people. We would love it if you subscribe to our channel and even rate the podcast if you feel called to. You can also find us and follow us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Spotify just by searching the 13 Moons Women's Temple.